From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea's ceremonial head of state, Kim Jong-nam, will lead a high-level Pyongyang delegation to the Winter Olympics in South Korea later this week. Some say the North Korean visit reflects a possible easing of tensions between the two Koreas after months of U.S., South Korean, and Japanese verbal attacks on North Korea for its internationally condemned ballistic missile and nuclear weapons test. Tufts University Korea scholar Soon-Yun Lee tells VOA this is an effort by Pyongyang to mesmerize the world into thinking North Korea means well.
And to advance its leverage vis-a-vis South Korea and the United States to get its adversaries to gradually de-escalate, back off, and relax prematurely, that is, sanctions against North Korea, and to buy time with which to perfect its WMD, weapons of mass destruction program.
The path for North Korea's visit opened on New Year's Day when North Korean leader Kim Jong-un signaled his willingness to let Pyongyang's athletes participate in what South Korea is calling the Peace Olympics. Russian jets have intensified raids on rebel-held towns and cities in Syria's northern Idlib province, follows rebels shooting down a Russian warplane and the killing of the pilot. Witnesses say the pilot shot at the rebels when they tried to capture him. Moroccan rescue services have recovered the bodies of 16 migrants off the coast of Spain's enclave of Melilla. Migrants are increasingly favoring the so-called Western Mediterranean route to reach Europe. So far this year, 243 people have died or are missing in the Mediterranean. This is VOA News. Israel is taking steps to deport thousands of African migrants, mostly from war-torn Eritrea and Sudan. It is the latest step in Israel's plan to expel some 40,000 African migrants after they entered the country illegally during the past decade. A man who identified himself simply as Michael received a deportation notice. It said that by April the 1st he must leave or for an unnamed African country, reported to be Rwanda. Michael said it would be wrong for Israel to deport refugees knowing they face certain death back in Africa. But the Israeli government rejects the refugee claim, saying the vast majority are economic migrants seeking a better quality of life. And critics are saying that Israel has a moral obligation to shelter the Africans, considering the fate of Jewish refugees who were turned away from Western countries during the Holocaust. Belgium is on high alert today as the last surviving suspect in the 2015 Paris attacks, Salah Salam Abdeslam, stands trial in Brussels over a shootout that led to his capture. That happened 4 months after the Paris attack, in which 130 people died. The 2015 Paris attacks were a series of coordinated terrorist actions in which three suicide bombers struck outside a stadium during a football match very near Paris. This was followed by several mass shootings and a suicide bombing at cafes and restaurants. President Trump, considering a controversial memo alleging the FBI abused his power, is probing Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. He says it totally vindicates him, but that view was challenged by some lawmakers from the president's Republican Party during Sunday television appearances. Utah Congressman Chris Stewart was on Fox News Sunday.
This memo has, frankly, nothing at all to do with the special counsel. It was one of the criticisms of people last week and before that who had never seen the memo, who said, you know, this is to impugn the integrity and the work of the special counsel. As you know now, Chris, has nothing at all to do with that. They're very separate. I hope the special counsel will complete his work and report to the American people.
And in sports news, the 52nd playing of the Super Bowl of American-style football played late Sunday, and the Philadelphia Eagles defeated the New England Patriots 41-33. It is Philadelphia's first Super Bowl win after two attempts.
That's the latest world news from VOA.